USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A powerful tornado touches down in Dallas, Texas last night at about 10 o'clock local time. The National Weather Service believes it tracked a 17-mile path of destruction. No reports of death. There are reports of injury, and the damage to homes and businesses is significant. This man says,
well, it was very terrifying at the moment. I mean, it was all of a sudden, it was just happening. It was just nothing you could do but just hear it and see the trees falling down.
Former President George W. Bush and his wife, Laura, live in the hardest hit area, but they have tweeted that they're okay. The first federal trial over the opioid crisis is set to begin today in Cleveland. More than 2,000 state and local governments are going after the makers of the opioid painkillers that fueled the epidemic that's taken 400,000 lives between 1999 and 2017. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Dangerous wildfire weather is returning, and that could mean controlled power outages for thousands of customers in California. Pacific Gas and Electric is warning severe winds could lead to shutoffs later today in 17 counties in Northern California. Southern California Edison has sent out warnings to over 17,000 customers, and shutoffs are possible for San Diego Gas and Electric customers as well. Chicago teachers still on strike. The Teachers Union Chief of Staff, Jennifer Johnson, says talks ended last night with the two sides reaching some agreements.
We've been at the bargaining table for 10 months, and we're only seeing these concrete victories come together after having 25,000 members on picket lines, students and parents in the streets.
Talks resuming today. Votes will be cast this week by United Auto Workers Union members to try to end the six-week-old strike with GM. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing that Congressman Elijah Cummings will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol this week before his funeral. USA Radio's Wendy King has more details.
She said the 12th-term congressman from Maryland will lie in state Thursday in the Statuary Hall, which will be open for public viewing. Beforehand, there will be a formal ceremony for invited guests only. Cummings died on Thursday morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital after long-standing health problems. On October 25th, a wake and funeral for Cummings is scheduled to take place at the New Psalmist Baptist Church in Lokern, Maryland, where he worshipped for nearly four decades. President Trump ordered all flags on federal government grounds to be lowered to half staff through Friday as a mark of respect. He was 68 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Anti-Defamation League says 2019 is shaping up to be the year of historically high anti-Semitic incidents. The Jewish Civil Rights Organization saying that there are 780 anti-Semitic acts at synagogues and other Jewish institutions already tallied during the first 6 months of this year. They included vandalism, arson, and distribution of white supremacist propaganda. And your best chance to see the Orionid meteor shower this year is after midnight tonight. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.